This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the morning after the first U.S. presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump, the sitting president, and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. The two clashed in a contentious, chaotic exchange last night, trying for 90 minutes to convince American voters that the other one was unfit to lead the U.S. for the next 4 years. They argued over the coronavirus death toll of over 206,000 in the U.S., the world's highest. They argued over the integrity of the November 3rd vote, over Trump's nomination of a conservative jurist to the U.S. Supreme Court, over fractured race relations in the U.S., over the environment, and more. Trump disputed a New York Times report this week that he only paid $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016 and 2017. Trump says he paid millions of dollars, but Biden claimed Trump pays less tax than the average school teacher. Mostly they insulted each other with name-calling and personal attacks on a debate stage in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden called Trump the worst president America's ever had and at one point told him to shut up. And Trump said that if Biden takes over in January, there will be a depression like no one has ever seen because of the Democrats' plan to raise taxes. Meanwhile, Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign, as the United States is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call Wednesday. Peskov added that Russia doesn't want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene into the election process. He said that Russia has never and is not ever going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.